In this episode, you'll discover the five types of videos that every business needs in their sales and marketing arsenal.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery, brought to you by Wirebuzz.
Heyo, what is up? All right, so people ask me all the time, they're like, dude, what videos do I need? This is confusing, it's a big topic. Break it down and make it easy, Todd. I'm gonna talk with you about the five types of videos that every business for their sales and their marketing goals needs to have. This is a foregone conclusion. We're now in a different era. If you're using yesterday's playbook, if your boss is giving you guidance from a 1990 methodology, you need to start thinking about the way people are consuming information today. You know, people are 70% through the buyer's journey before they ever interact with a salesperson. Do you realize that? 70%. They're looking on your website. If they don't see material in video, they bounce and are gone. The stats prove it. I'm not making this stuff up. So there are really five types of videos that you need to write down, you need to consider, and you need to understand how they fit into the process. The first type of video is the most obvious. It's an explainer video. So what is an explainer video? Explainer videos are quick overviews of your product or your service. If you offer multiple products or services, then you need several explainer videos. Like, for example, a corporate overview video that describes how your business helps and who your business helps, right? If you have a product explainer video, then you need to deliver the high-level overview of who your product helps and how your product helps them, all right? The important note here is an explainer video by itself does not drive sales. Think of your explainer as a baited hook for your customers, right? You're teasing them and you're pulling them through, and its purpose is to capture their attention and to get them to bite down on your value proposition. The rest of your sales copy and the website videos are what you need to reel that person in, okay? So get them to bite, and I'm going to post a sample explainer video on the show notes page of this episode so you can have an idea of what an explainer video looks like and how it should be presented. Think about an explainer video as being a higher quality video. All five of these videos that I'm going to talk about are not low quality videos. They're something that you have a professional do, not a kid with camera. If some guy has a great resume of doing television commercials, he ain't your dude, right? What you need is somebody that understands digital marketing and video creation. That's a rare bird. That's a hard person to find. Okay, but if you go with a traditional route of somebody that does weddings or a television production dude, he will not be able to advise you on the right tactics you should be taking on your website with that video, all right? Save yourself the embarrassment and the added cost. Have a real pro do it right the first time. The next type of video is a testimonial video. So what is it? Well, 71% of marketers cite the testimonials as the type of video with the highest ROI because they serve so many different functions. A testimonial video, I'm going to just drill down all the different important functions. They provide social proof, right? They demonstrate your value proposition. They amplify emotions, which makes your product or your service a bigger priority. They increase conversions on product landing pages, and they can be used for remarketing campaigns that drive leads and sales and can be shared on social media periodically. Now, think about this. A testimonial video is peer-to-peer. We all make decisions peer-to-peer. If you're a physician, your peer is another physician that's raving about this product or service that's made them a better physician. If you're a golf club that is trying to get new members, you should be sharing testimonials from existing members that are raving about the golf club experience, peer to peer. Whenever you do a testimonial that isn't peer to peer, it doesn't have the same resonance, all right? So you want to use this testimonial for validation. That's the social proof part. You're going to want to demonstrate the value proposition inside of there and amplify emotions. You're going to get really great results. The important note here is there are two types of testimonials, but only one of them is valuable enough to justify a video. The first type is when you put a customer on camera and you ask for an endorsement. And these are typically risky and low value because you're asking your subject to design the video and story for you. That's the novice approach. The second type is when you ask very specific, pointed questions designed to tell a story. Our framework that we like to use in testimonials is often identify problem, solution, outcome, benefits. I'm going to do this again so you can understand. At the beginning of the video, you're going to identify who that person is and then discuss the problem, followed by the solution, presenting the solution, and then showing the outcome and benefits. That is the proven copyright framework for the most persuasive type of testimonial video, all right? Now, I'm going to post a sample testimonial video on the show notes page for this episode. I think I might have shared in a past episode that Wirebuzz recently won 2 Telly Awards for testimonial videos that we did in the last 12 months. Telly Awards are given by the good folks that put out the Emmys and the Oscars. We're honored to receive them. We're actually in the process of laying out a friggin' bookshelf full of awards. You'll see them when you come into our office. It's hard to miss them. But if you can use the right framework for the right type of video and then connect it to the digital tools, man, now you've really got a powerful testimonial video that converts. All right, the third type of video is called demand generation video, or if you're hip and cool like me, you just call them demand gen videos, all right? Demand generation videos introduce the pain or the desire that your prospects need to feel. They actually physically need to feel it before they're interested in your solution. No demand is going to equal no attention. And many businesses only sell to people who know they have a problem and are looking for a solution. And that leaves a huge majority of an addressable market that's untapped, right? You always want to tap into the full scope of your market, and demand generation videos fit in beautifully there. Look, if you're only addressing the people that know they have a problem that you can solve, that leaves a vast majority of your addressable market that's untapped. So demand generation videos create demand that you need in order to widen your audience, kind of opens up your funnel and helps you move people through the process quicker, all right? So how does it work? All right, so there are 3 types of videos. There's problem unaware, problem aware, and then solution aware. And so to talk about the first one, which is problem unaware, I'm joined right now by Christopher Janelle from Wirebuzz. Christopher, talk to me about problem unaware.
I think in a lot of cases, prospects are unaware that they even have a problem. So they just may be going about their day-to-day lives, not knowing that there are solutions out there that can help improve their lives. I think one of the examples we were talking about is Nest. You know, it's a product that's on the market that connects with your smartphone and it learns your behaviors and adjusts the temperature automatically based on your behavior. So, you know, there's people out there who just, you know, have their ACs turn on and off, and they may not even know that there is a product there that can make them more efficient.
So for the Nest example, what we're talking about is, you know, the audience is problem unaware. So that video should be talking about how people can save money on their electricity bill during peak summer months.
Yeah, that would be a situation where problem unaware would be applicable, is you introduce that there is a problem to your target customer, and they're like, now, oh, wow, I do have this problem, and there's a way I can solve it.
All right, well, that makes sense. Now, the next part here is called problem aware. Now that your prospects know that they're wasting money on electricity, you want to create a video where you show different solutions for saving on energy costs and make your Nest thermostat one of those solutions.
Yeah, it's kind of for your customers that are problem aware, it's creating interest and intrigue around different solutions out there on the market to help them address that problem.
Okay, and the final group here is really actually quite interesting. This is the one that most people market to exclusively at the expense of the others, and it's called solution aware. A solution-aware video is for prospects who know they have a problem or a desire, right? And the types of solutions that you can help them that bridge the gap. Now, these folks simply need all their questions and objections resolved before they'll make a buying decision. Remember, this is the only group most businesses sell to. So by starting at problem unaware, the first of the three videos, you end up widening your funnel and you move more prospects through a more comprehensive buyer's journey.
Mm-hmm. It's about kind of agitating or increasing the demand for a solution for a problem that's out there, introducing your product as a solution to that project, and then really driving it home for those people who are aware of your solution of why you're the right choice. What are your benefits and features that are better than other people in the market that make you the right choice for them?
Awesome, Christopher. Now let's go back to the name of this. These are called demand generation videos because, as you just saw when Christopher and I walked through that discussion, you're creating demand, you're generating demand through the use of those videos and moving people through the sales process. Cool? All right. Numero cuatro, the fourth one is called features and benefits videos. So what is it? Most businesses rely on website copy to explain the value of their product or their service. A 2-minute explainer video is probably not enough, but you know, we also know that 80% of people won't read the text on your website. It's an absolute waste. In fact, what ends up happening because people skip and skim and they don't have full context, it actually creates more confusion than answers questions. And as we've discussed, the sales process has moved from salesperson driven to self-service driven. Self-service, meaning the buyer or the prospect ends up doing their own research and driving themselves through the sales process. And features and benefit videos include things like specific features that your customers would find valuable, how it works videos, use case videos, process videos, and more. I don't know, more. It could be a lot of different things, but it should be a caveat that you could also fit more in there. The big idea here is that you need to show your product or your service in action for people to really believe in it. We want you to show, don't tell, all right? People will get more if you show them and you then have, you're basically telling them at the same time, and you'll be pleased at how much better your website converts when you show, don't tell, all right? Now, if you want to see examples of features and benefits videos, I'll make sure there's a sample available for you on the show notes page. The fifth and final is live video. Everyone knows that live video is a big old deal. It's the next big thing in video marketing, and it makes sense. It's lower budget. It's lower production value. People already have an idea that it's going to be lower production value, so you get plausible, you get like get out of jail card or something. Like, people allow you to do something that's a lower quality and you can save some money. But with these lower budgets, you also have the expectation for the quality to not be as high as those on-demand generation videos. So it's more approachable for many businesses. There's not a big barrier for entry. So if you can't afford the other options, you should at least be creating live videos to build relationships at scale and create demand for your product or service. Keep in mind, it's not a substitute, right? Like, you're not going to put a live video on your homepage explainer. You're not going to put a live video on your About Us page or your product or service page as your features video, okay? But it is an inexpensive way for you to have a conversation or to do a webinar or to share something in long form. And for that, it's very good. Options include Facebook Live or Periscope, Twitter, YouTube Live. It could be webinars. If you want to learn more about how to create these live videos, we've become really skilled at it just by doing it out of fun, or occasionally we do it for clients around the country. I think we just did one for a client that got over 30,000 views. And you can find out more about my personal tips and my tricks at wirebuzz.com/73. And on that page, you'll see the 9 Facebook Live topic ideas that you can use. Plus, I've got 2 videos on that page that you can access that'll show you. And Christopher, who's in the room with me right now, we did those together and they came out quite nice. It's the first video is me showing you the tools that you need in order to be successful. And I also have a wish list on there of things that I wish you would buy to make your live videos higher production value. And the second video is really a how-to, right? What buttons to push. Go inside Todd's phone, and I'll work with you on the little details that'll go a whole long way. All right, so I'll say it one more time. If you want to see the samples of videos and also the Facebook Live 9 fabulous things that you could be doing with Facebook Live, wirebuzz.com/73. And if you want to get a sample, you can just also go to wirebuzz.com/83, which is the show notes page for this episode. Look, this is a lot of valuable information that I just gave you in this podcast episode. And for those of you that are interested in the right types of videos that you need on your website, these are the 5 types of videos that every business needs in their sales and marketing arsenal. And I'm going to do a quick summary. An explainer video. There are 2 types of explainer videos, a homepage explainer video or a product explainer video, a product or service explainer video, right? Homepage explainer video, where does it live? On your homepage. But what else can you do with it? You can put it out on social media. You can send it off to new prospects. And the same is true with a product explainer video. It just basically quickly gives an overview on your product or your service. If you offer multiple products or services, you may need several explainer videos, all right? The goal here is to increase conversions, which are leads and sales, all right? And it needs to be on the most trafficked pages of your websites, right? Like homepage or product pages. And basically, all you're doing is you're getting people to bite down on your value proposition. So keep that in mind when you're working on a homepage explainer video. Keep it real high level, more short and succinct and to the point. The second type of video is a testimonial video. These are super valuable when they're peer-to-peer. 71% of marketers cite testimonials as the type of video with the highest ROI. Use them to your advantage. I was literally at a Wirebuzz cocktail party in the Bellagio on Friday night, and we had clients all around the room, and one of them gave me the world's greatest testimonial. If only I had a camera filming it at that time, you would all see the real value. I had a client that was like, Christopher, you would absolutely love this. He said, I don't know what you've done at your office. And I'm thinking, oh man, this isn't going in the right direction. Right? And he goes, I don't know what you've done, but everybody on your team, and don't take this the wrong way. And then I did a second, oh boy, don't take this the wrong way, but they're also damn smart. And I thought, well, how do I take that the wrong way? That's a good thing, right? Yeah. And then he said, all of our other vendors, I kind of hate them. But your team, I just love you guys. I feel like you're my client, and I want a service to make you guys happy because of all the amazing work and the attention to detail and the smart people that you have working. I'm so proud to be working with your team. That came not after the first or the second double, but on the third. It was a happy hour party. It was a good time. You should probably drink more with your clients. If you want to know what are the right topics for your business, Wirebuzz created a topic selection worksheet. Dude, it's a worksheet you can download at wirebuzz.com/topics. But the real value is it'll help you drill down on the topics that are going to work to generate revenue for your business. And one better, if you want to make sure that your videos can guarantee you ROI, well, we created a welcome video series where I teach our principles on how to generate ROI with your videos. It's a 5-part mini course. It is totally free to the listeners of this podcast, and you can access it at wirebuzz.com/ROI. That's right, return on investment. Well, it's been a great episode. For those of you that are interested in taking the next step, those are the assets. If you want to get access to the show notes for this episode. Well, this is episode number 83, and like all good things, all you have to do is type in wirebuzz.com/83 to get access to it. An easy way to remember 83, well, something magical happened in 83. That's the year that the Philadelphia Phillies won the World Series, and they had one of the most unique teams ever. They had a 42-year-old first baseman named Peter Edward Rose, who came from the Cincinnati Reds. He was part of the Big Red Machine, along with also Tony Perez, Joe Morgan from the Big Red Machine, Mike Schmidt, and Bo Diaz. Oh, Steve Carlton was on that. That was a loaded team, but not a bigger character than Tug McGraw. Wirebuzz.com/83. If this episode was valuable to you, please go and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. Leave a really honest rating and review and share this podcast with anybody and everybody that you root for. In the next episode, I'm going to be bringing you the latest news in video marketing, and I'm going to connect the most important dots. I'm going to talk to you about what a business person or an entrepreneur or a business leader can learn from the news as it's developing to make their business more profitable. And we're doing all of this so you can use the tools of video and you can start being more profitable. And inside your office, you can be a marketing master.